Bear Country 95.3, Montgomery Gentry, where I come from. It is 751 and 44 degrees here in Greenfield. It is a Tuesday just before 8 o'clock, so a little time with Mick from Montague Webworks with our Montague Webworks website of the week. Mick is wearing shorts, just to let everybody know.
That's right. It's before 8 o'clock a.m. and I'm wearing shorts because it is spring.
On March 20th.
On March 20th.
Yeah, today's the first day of spring.
That's right. This morning at, we figured it out, it's 1:14 a.m. this morning.
Yes, earlier this morning, officially.
Right. Because daylight savings time is earlier and all that this year. And it was actually at 5:14 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time out over England.
Mm-hmm.
It happens at the same time everywhere, but, you know, the different time zones. So,
understood.
So yay.
Yay. Spring is here. Yay.
Yay. And, you know, it's funny. I listened to the show that we did last year on spring, and we were commenting on how much snow we had.
I know.
The year before, like in January, it was sleeting every 3 days, and we're like, enough already.
Yep. We were begging for mercy.
That's right. And this year, it's what a difference a year makes. Wearing shorts, 80-degree weather.
So on the first day of spring last year, there was still a lot of snow on the ground.
Yeah.
Is that what we were talking about?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That is weird to think about.
You know, we're like, oh my God, you know, maybe we'll finally be out from underneath this. So it makes me think, I mean, all the flowers are coming up. We were talking before the show, you know, the irises and the tulips and everything's coming
up. Daffodils are blooming.
That's right. So it makes me think about.
Corn should be ready next week.
That's right. They're going to have the giant harvesters out on the side of the road. Get out of the way. So made me think about planting.
Okay.
So let's, you know, I was curious, when can you start putting stuff in the ground? And a good place to go is a website called thevegetablegarden.info, or as my kids like to say, the vegetable, thevegetablegarden.info.
This is a good topic to discuss because I was talking to my mother-in-law was saying that she just ordered her seeds the other day. So she's thinking about our garden.
Yep.
And you know, it's not, I don't think it's too early to head out there with the rototiller, especially if it's 80 degrees.
Yeah, the ground's definitely thawed out. I mean, you're ready to go. And some stuff can be put in the ground as early as April 1st, you know, like beets you could stick in the ground.
Beets.
So that's what we're talking about today, is it not beets?
Beets?
I like beets, man. Boiled beets.
No,
I mean, not borscht, but, you know.
Talk about beets on my day off.
Beets are good. They're good for you, too. Kevin, you need to eat more beets.
How about peas? I seem to remember peas being an early season vegetable to put in the...
May 1st, according to this thing.
Oh,
southern
okay.
peas or garden peas, March 25th.
Hmm.
5 days, you can put them in the ground. Yep, very good. Garden peas. Anyway, so when you go to thevegetablegarden.info, down the left side, you'll see planting schedules, and we are in zone 5.
Yes.
Where we are. Which is a lateral thing, you know. The numbers, I think, go higher as you go south or mm-hmm. higher as you go north. I don't know, but it goes across.
But no, zone 5. Yep,
we are in zone 5, and on that page you have this long schedule, alphabetical, of all the different things you can stick in the ground. And cabbage, April 1st, cauliflower, April 1st, collard greens, March 20th. You could put them in the ground today,
and they'll be okay.
And they'll be okay.
That's a hardy vegetable.
That's
there.
Right, collard greens, 55 days to maturity.
Well, this is a good website to plan with.
Yes.
You can structure your gardening activity. Say, this weekend I'm going to do this. This weekend I'm going to do
exactly.
that. And, you know, it's good to have a reference.
That's right. And, you know, you can measure it out. Last year in July, we did a site called yardener.com.
I remember.
With a Y.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of articles there about how to lay stuff out. This website does as well, and I was trying to figure out who sponsors it, but it looks like, and they also sell seeds and stuff on the site. If you go down the left side,
there's okay.
And it looks like it's all organic or heirloom, or, you know, so there's no GMO, if you're worried about that, or any, you know, kind of manufactured seeds or none. I mean, it looks like they're all really good. And they also have a lot of articles about planting and how to plant and, like, sister planting, you know, putting certain crops side by side and stuff. So,
okay.
Highly recommended.
All right. Let's type it in again. What is
the vegetablegarden.info.
There you go. And it's our Montague Webworks website of the week. Montague Webworks, right here in the Valley. And also a presence on our 30% store online at the Bear Country website at Bear. 953.com, creating websites, consultation too, right?
That's right. We love those certificates. I wallpaper my my bedroom.
You don't.
I look at them. Look at all those certificates. No, but they're good. And consult and, you know, whatever you need.
Right. There's more information if you go to the Bear Country website at bear953.com. Just click on 30% store. Have a good week, Mac.
You too.
And 756.
Stay warm.